Talk about Erchem Parah. Rav Mishnah Vav Chayde Erchem and Maskin Usam. Somebody said Erech Plony Line is Chayde to give the Erech of that person to Hegde. If he doesn't give it, Bezin would come Bekalach and would force him to give it. As we're afraid he might not give it at all, so therefore Bezin will force him to give the money. So too, if somebody said to me, Plony Line and give the value of such and such a person to Hegdish, if he doesn't give it, Bezin would force him to give it. Chayde Chatoz Vashamos. In the Maskin and Usam. But if somebody did an Avera, which is mechayev him to bring a chatos or an asher, even if he doesn't bring it right away, Bezin will not go ahead and force him to bring it. And since a chatos or an asher is brought as a kapara for a chet, we assume he will want to bring it eventually, since he wants a kapara for his chet, therefore we will wait until he brings it on his own. There's no reason to force him. There are some chatos, though, that we would force him to bring, such as a chatos that another brings when he completes his nazir, as he brings a chatos among other korbanos. That chatos doesn't come for a chet, because he didn't do a chet. In such a case, we're afraid he might not bring the chatos at all. So therefore, Bezin will force him to bring the chatos. Now, even though until he brings one of his korbanos, he's also to drink wine. So he'll want to bring the chatos, so it will be mutter for him to drink wine. The answer is that even if he doesn't bring his chatos, if he brings one of the other korbanos that his mechuyav to bring when he completes his nazirus, he's already mutter to drink wine. So therefore, he will have no compelling reason to bring the chatos. So therefore, Bezin will have to force him to bring it. Chayde olos ushlame. The maskinin osam. Somebody is chayde to bring an olo or shlame. He made an edit to bring an olo or shlame. If he doesn't bring it, Bezin will force him to bring it. And these korbanos do not come as a kapara for a chet. Now, even though Chazal tell us that an ola is mechaper for an asay, somebody who's over an asay, or somebody who's over on a lav, hanitik lasay, a lav which is corrected by an asay, and somebody who's over on a lav, hanitik lasay, he doesn't get makas. So an ola would be his kapara. Even so, we're afraid that the person might not bring his ola, since he's not mechuyav to bring an ola if you're over on an asay. The only reason why he's chayav to bring this ola is because he made a neder to that effect. So therefore, he might not want to bring the ola at all. So therefore, Bezin will force him to be mekayim his neder and bring the ola or the shlom. There are some olas, though, that Bezin will not have to force him to bring, such as an ola that a mesora brings after he is cured from his saras. As this ola, the mesora for sure, will bring eventually, since he's not tahar until he brings the ola. The Mitzvah has a compelling reason to bring it, so therefore we have no reason to force it. Afal pi she'ein mitzchapel lo achi yitzvata. Shemama alu ritzoyna. Kofanoi say, achi yom ritzani. Now, what's the use of forcing a person to bring a korban? As a person doesn't have a kapara for his chet unless he brings the korban mi ritzon. As the Pasuk says, lu ritzono, he has to bring it mi ritzon to willingly, not because he is forced. Even so, we force him to bring it, as we force him until he says, I want to bring it. So that way he's bringing it. May Ratzon Tov, even though he originally said he doesn't want to bring it, once he says Rotzani, so now he wants to bring it, and we don't assume he's just saying Rotzani, so we'll stop forcing him. As we have a cloud, every member of Klai Yisrael really wants to do what his mechuyav is to do, just sometimes the Yitzhar holds him back, but now that we are forcing him, he certainly wants to do the right thing, and when he says Rotzani, we assume that he really does want to bring it. V'chein ha'tarimah v'gitim mashim, kaifanai say, achi yoyimah Rotzani. The same would be true by gittin. Somebody is mechuyav to give his wife a get, and there are certain people that Bezin is mechuyav that person to give a get to his wife. And in a case where he refuses to give it, so Bezin would force him to give it until he says, I want to give it. As a get that is given by total force, and he doesn't say rotzani, is not a valid get. Now, even though we are forcing him and he is giving the get, so we see that he wants to give the get, if he doesn't say rotzani, we assume he's giving the get only by force. But once he says Rotzani, he says, I want to give the get, so now he is giving it willingly, even though we had to force him to say Rotzani. And again, over here, we assume every member of Klai Yisrael really wants to do what's right. He wants to do what Bezin is mechayev him to do, and it's mechuyav to listen to Bezin. So once he says Rotzani, we assume that he is doing it the Ratzon Tov. He wants to give the get, he wants to do what Bezin is mechayev him. So therefore, this is considered a get that is given by Ratzon, and it's a valid get. Somebody that got and left property for his yisum for sons that are under 13 years old, and he had a chov, he owed money to somebody which he had not paid before he died. And that chov had a shtar. And in such a case, when somebody has a chov, a shtar, the money could be collected from his yorshim even after he died from the property that they inherited. Now, even though we're talking about yisum that are katana, they're under 13 years old, and we have a cloud that ain't this cut in the next yisum, we don't collect on the property of yisum that are katanim until they become gedolim. But there are some exceptions to that rule. We're talking about one of the cases which is an exception to that rule. Now, how do we collect from the Yisomim? We evaluate the property of the Yisomim, how much it's worth. A Bezin would do Achraza. Would announce that such and such a property from the Yisomim is for sale and it's worth this and this amount of money, and they would do this Achraza for 30 days straight. Now, as an alternative to being Machraz 30 days straight, they could be Machraz only on Monday and Thursday for a period of 60 days. And that's a better Achraza. Even though when you announce only Monday and Thursday, even if you do so for 60 days, that's only 18 days altogether. But since the Achraza lasts over a period of 60 days, more people would have heard about it. Somebody who's not to say set a mikneh, set a which he bought from somebody else. That the din is when that set a mikneh is redeemed, it's redeemed at full value. So therefore, Bezin would evaluate the value of that set. And they would announce for 60 days anybody who wants to buy such and such a set at such and such a price should come redeem it from Hegdus. They would do so for 60 days. When they do the hachwaza both by Shema Yisum and by Shema Hegdus, they would do the hachwaza of a baker in the morning and in the Arab in the evening, and the boker at the time the Paulim go out to work, and in the evening when the Paulim are coming back from a day's work. That way the Paulim will hear the Achraza, and anybody who's interested in buying the Seda will ask the Paulim about the Seda and how much it costs. Now, when Bezin does the Achraza, they announce such and such a field is for sale, and this are the borders. And this is how much tefua it produces, and this is how much it costs. Anybody who's interested in buying it should go ahead and buy it. Now, if the set of the Yisomah is being sold to pay off the ksuva of their mother or to pay off the Baal Chol, they would announce that also. They would say, anybody who is interested in buying this field on Manas to give the money to the Isha for the ksuva or to the Baal Chol should come and buy it. Because some people will be more interested in buying the field if the money is going for the ksuva's Isha. And the Isha will be more willing to take the money little by little, not at one time. And sometimes people prefer to buy a set that the money is going to the Baal Chol. As a Baal Chol is most likely a businessman, will probably take my bear's coins that are not completely male, that are a little rubbed out. As businessmen are usually not matbid, and they would take coins that are a bit rubbed out, so sometimes people would prefer to buy the field if they know that the money is going to the Baal Chol. Somebody who matches all his property, but he has a shibut for the ksuba of his wife. As he was married before, he was matches his property. And when you get married, the wife has a lien on the property. The property is meshubit for the ksuba. So therefore, even though at the time of his matzah's property, he did not yet divorce his wife, since there's a shibut, there's a lien on the property towards the ksuba, if he divorces his wife, even after the hegdish, the amount that is the value of the ksuba's isha would not be considered hegdish. It would go to the isha. The other amikishvegashena, yadir hano. But the other says, when he divorces her after his matzah's property. So therefore, the amount of the value of the ksuba's isha would not be considered Hegdash since it was Meshubah to the Isha, but before the Isha would collect that property from Hegdash, he had to make a netter that he will never have enough from this Isha again. He has to make a netter of Das Rabin with the Das of the public. Such a netter, he cannot be Matir. He cannot go to a Chacham and be Matir that netter. The reason being is because we're afraid. The only reason why he divorced his wife is because he knows the amount of the Ksuba is Meshubah to the wife, and the wife will collect the amount of the ksuba from Hegdash, and then maybe he'll go ahead and remarry her again. The only reason he's divorcing her is to get that money out of Hegdash, and then he'll remarry her so they both could enjoy the value of the ksuba's isha. So therefore he has to make a netter that he will never have enough from her so he can no longer remarry her. Rabbi Yeshua says that it's not necessary for him to make such a netter. We're not afraid that the only reason he's divorcing his wife is so that they can get the value of the ksuba's isha from Hegdash, and then he will remarry her. The reason being is that Rabbi Shua has Hegdash betos, lo habi Hegdash. Somebody who's makdish something betos. It's not Hegdash. So since he holds Hegdash betos, lo habi Hegdash, even if somebody is makdish something, he can go to a chacham and be makdish that netter, that Hegdash, he could be makdish. As it could be a toes, and therefore he could be makdish a idea chacham. The chacham would say, had you know that something such would happen, you wouldn't have been makdish. And then the Hegdash would be mutter. It would no longer be Hegdash. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, since it's possible to matter the Hegdash and make it ice Hegdash, we're not afraid that he's divorcing his wife only to get the money out of Hegdash. As if he's really so desperate for the money, he would be matter the netto, he'd be matter the Hegdash in the first place, and none of it would be Hegdash at all. So therefore, there's no reason for him to make a netto not to have enough from his wife. Similarly, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, an Isha that when she got married, somebody co-signed for the ksuba, that in the event the ksuba would not be paid off, the Arab would pay the Isha the ksuba instead. And the Baal divorced his wife. and he didn't have money to pay out the ksuba, so now the Arev is mechuyev to pay the Isha the ksuba. In such a case, the Arev would not have to pay the ksuba until the Baal makes a neder al das rabim, that he will never have enough from his wife. That way, he cannot remarry her. Maybe the only reason why the Baal divorced her is to make a kanunya on the property of the Arev. They're making a deal, the Baal and the Isha, that he will divorce her. And then she will collect the ksuba from the Arev, since the Baal does not have the money to pay the ksuba. And then he will remarry her and they'll enjoy that money together. So therefore, we make sure that he makes a neder al das rabim, that he will never have enough from his wife. Such a neder, he cannot be matir. So now he can't remarry his wife, and only then is the Arev mechuyev to pay off the ksuba.